Fret Film Radio. I'm Matt McCucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and we are at Future Frames. Fret Film Radio is media partner of Future Frames this year, the platform organized by European Film Promotion. And I'm very pleased to be joined by one of the participants this year, director of Francis from Sweden, Ahmed Abdullah. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, very simple question to start off the interview. Would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about your film, the story of your film?
My film is like, if I gave you the elevator pitch, it's about 10 guys from West Africa,
yeah,
who end up in Sweden for work to plant trees. And they were promised a monthly pay. Instead, they find out they're going to work it on commission.
All right.
Yeah.
How did you come across the story? Where did the inspiration for it?
The inspiration actually came from me watching, reading the newspaper and watching the news about a similar thing happened to a group from Cameroon. Exactly the same way I described. But the story goes deeper than that. And I was so, hit by it, misfortune, that I wanted to make something, tell a story about it. But I knew, thinking about it and seeing it and listening and finding out and doing the research, I couldn't tell the story, their story, in the time limit I had, like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I let go of that, and it hit me, I should make this my own story and tell it my own way.
Okay, there you go. Let me take this interview to unexpected grounds and ask you this question. Do you believe that cinema has the power to kind of do that, to show, to talk about these themes and actually have an impact on the viewer?
I think cinema always have opportunity or a chance to make an individual impact on a certain person. I'm not that naive that I think cinema will change the world, but I like films that makes an impact on you and they won't leave you. It's like having a stone in your shoe. You were walking around with it and you just feel that, and no matter how much you take off your shoe and try to get out that stone, it's still there. So that's the feeling I like to live with my at least I try to live it with my audience.
Was your film screened here at Carlo Vivari yet?
Yes.
How did it go?
It went well. People clapped and someone shouted in a woohoo way, and so I felt good. But while I was standing there for the Q&A, no one asked me any questions, so it was kind of weird. But I liked it anyway. and I always feel kind of nervous when it comes to Q&A. But I don't know who it was. One of the program from Calvary asked me the first question, so then it continued from there on.
Oh, good. So what can you tell us how your experience at Future Frames has been so far?
So far, so good. It's really tight schedule. There are like interviews, screenings, and we have master classes, so it's wonderful to be part of it.
Yeah, nice. And what have you found it, kind of, have you learned anything from the experience so far?
So far, the most important thing is, like, when it comes to interviews, I'm not used to it. Because I don't know why, I feel mostly, it feels kind of uncomfortable talking about myself. But this is a good learning ground.
Yeah. Why do you find it uncomfortable to kind of talk about yourself, if I may ask?
Yeah, that's actually a good question, because we live in a time where internet never forgets. It's like if you make you would be quoted. Mm-hmm. Let's say in 20 years, if I have done another film and I'll show it, someone will dig up in information. You said that and that at that time. And it feels kind of weird to live by what you said 20 years ago.
That's true, actually. You kind of scared me a little bit there as well. Okay, well, what do you think of the festivals in general then?
I feel like this festival is amazing because it's like audience-oriented festival, not much so industry. I feel like a lot of people I met in the streets are just people living here, seeing the films, and they, I think it's good.
It's also a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. Yeah. I really love it. I haven't seen it so much of the city yet, but so I like what I see so far.
Yeah. Fairy tale land. That's what it looks like to me. Let me ask you this then. Do you have any future ambitions and future projects that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I'm currently working on different things. I think it's really good to stay active and trying to juggle a couple of projects together.
Oh, yeah, you do that?
Yeah, because you never know. In this industry, it's like you fight for something for so long, and it happens that you don't get through, and you don't get finance, or something doesn't work, and then it's good to have something else to fall on, and so you can leave one project and continue with another one. So that's what I like to do. So I'm currently working on a documentary film with another director named David Aronovich, and I'm also working on another short film, and I'm also working on a future thing. How do you say it?
Future film.
Future film, yeah, exactly.
Well, there's a lot going on, so we might meet each other again in the near future and talk about another film of yours. I'm looking forward to then, but for now, I will thank you for taking the time and talking with us. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.